أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. In the previous ayats we read that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that those people who followed the desires of their nafs, then transgressed and broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala and gave preference to this worldly life, then those people will have to face the consequences, and that is the fire of Jahannam. And the level of giving preference to this dunya, one is a person gives totally preference to dunya, nothing to do with akhirat whatsoever. No belief in the akhirat, that is the kuffar, that is quite clear. And one is a person, he believes in the akhirat, but he gives preference to dunya over akhirat stuff. That person, and he died with iman, he will have to go to cleanse himself in Jahannam if Allah has not forgiven him, he did not make tawbah. And that person who gave preference to akhirat and he prepared for it, that person, by the fadl and karam of Allah, will go straight into Jannah without having to face the tortures and the punishments of Jahannam. Yeah, on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala explains that other person, and there are two things which Allah Ta'ala says are required of a person. Nothing much. As Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh asked Allah Ta'ala, what is the road to come to you? What is the way to reach you? Allah said, it is simple. Da'a nafsak wa ta'al. Just leave your nafs aside. Give up your nafs and come, then you are by me. So our biggest enemy is our nafs. No other shaitan came to mislead shaitan. It was his nafs that misled him. And this nafs is the inside enemy. Shaitan is the outside enemy. Our biggest enemy is our nafs, which is with us all the time. And the greatest task of a person should be in his life to learn to control his nafs. That is the greatest task that a person has to do, and this is what is called Islah, all that a person learns to control his nafs. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, اور جو کوئی درا ہو اپنے رب کے سامنے کھڑے ہونے سے, and whosoever got that fear in him that I will have to stand in front of my Allah. That is a thing, a serious thing a person realizes. Very, very fortunate is that person that this realization comes into him that there is going to be a day that I'm going to face Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And not just lightly, but actually seriously. Like a person has got a court case. We can't imagine a person and he doesn't worry anything about the court case. No preparation. I have to stand in front of the judge. I have to stand in front of the magistrate. And here it is that judge and magistrate who doesn't know all our things. What is going to be presented in front of him? What will be the law of the country? According to that, he is going to make a ruling. But on Qiyamah's Day, we'll have to stand in front of Allah, who knows everything of ours. And Allah, who has got all power over us. And at the same time, of course, Allah, who is so merciful and so kind. So when a person has this firm realization in him that I have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala, and this dawns upon him in his lifetime, very, very fortunate is that person who actually seriously ponders over this and takes it in his mind, and he prepares, lives his life accordingly. So the natural consequences of this will be for that person, and from there we can understand how much are we following, how much have we got that realization that I'm going to be standing in front of Allah Ta'ala. That what the consequences of it will be, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, اور روکا اس نے جی کو خواہش سے. And he stopped his nafs from the illegitimate and the haram desires which comes in the nafs. Whatever haram desires comes into a person then, because of that fear of standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, he controls and he does not do those things. Those desires will be there, very strong, whatever it is, whether it is to look at a woman, whether it is to the desire for name and fame, whether it is that is the pride that comes in a person, but that fear of standing in front of Allah will subdue all these things. Otherwise, if a person hasn't got that fear of Allah, he won't be able to control. And these conditions, this desires of his nafs will control him. And then he will just do, he says, I can't help it. That cigarette, I just can't give it up. But a person who's got that fear of standing in front of Allah, to give up that cigarette, to give up those drugs, to give up whatever it might be, everything he can give up very easily. If that fear of standing in front of Allah, that reality is there, and this is what is called that this person is a kamil insan, a perfect human being. And we see the lives of the Sahaba, you see the lives of the pious people, that what threats were put to them, but that fear to stay in front of, standing in front of Allah, those threats meant nothing to them. What temptations were put in front of them, but that fear of standing in front of Allah, those temptations meant nothing. The riches of this world and the enjoyments of this world did not appeal to them in the least, but they had this fear, I have to stand in front of Allah. What will happen to me on that day? So that is what, and fortunate is that person who is blessed with this. It comes into him that I'll have to face Allah Ta'ala. And when this will happen, ulama written, there are two powers within a person, and when they are harnessed and directed correctly, then a person comes right. One is the power of planning, that is the work of the brain, that I will do this, I will do that, I'm going to be doing this and this today. So that is one power, the power of planning. And the other power is the power of acting. That is our hands and limbs and body that we use, that I will do that, with that part of the body I'll be doing this. So planning and executing that plan. When both these things are in accordance with the fact that I have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala, then his planning also will be 100% correct. And his line of action will also be 100% correct. And that is a person for which Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. The place for that person is clearly understood, his place will be Jannah. But when did we ever think of controlling our planning also? When did we ever think of controlling our line of action also? We just leave it free. Our mind thinks what it wants to. So much so that in namaz also our thinking is not under control. When we are making zikr and tilawat also, our mind is not under control. So then our action also will follow, won't be under control. And that is a serious situation for a person. How will he be on the day of Qiyamah? So we have to do this, that we work towards controlling our planning, our thinking, our thoughts. Must for that Allah gave us zikr, Allah gave us namaz, Allah gave us everything, that we control our thinking and then we control our acting also. Once we have that, done that, Jannat is the next step. We are straight into Jannat. And not only the Jannat that will come in the Akhirat, but Allah will make this worldly life also a life of Jannat. Once we learn to control our thinking and our action, our acting, then that person will be on the right path. May Allah give us all tawfiq. We have still got our breaths, our minutes and our days and years of our life which Allah has given us. It is necessary that more that we worry about our bread and butter, more than we worry about our sports and our entertainment and holidays, the greatest thing we have to worry, that we have to get our thinking under control and our line of action under control. For such a person is Jannat. May Allah bless us all with that.